643 1320 WILS. They're calling it a retail apocalypse. We're talking about thousands and thousands of national chain stores closing every year and resulting in things like zombie malls, where the mall is basically almost empty except for the lights are on and the escalators are moving. Pamela Danziger with us. She is an internationally recognized expert in the world's most influential consumers, the American affluent. Pamela, great to have you on WILS.
Oh, nice to be with you tonight.
Yeah. So when it comes to the retail future, what do you think really is ahead for the retail business?
Well, it looks pretty grim if you're looking at the malls and the big national retailers and the national retail chains. I mean, every day it seems that we have another retailer announcing bankruptcy or they're closing stores. Like just last week, it was Payless that has joined the ranks of big retailers closing. And Gymboree is on the very verge of closing. So it really is a tough, tough environment. And I think that's because the consumers are voting with their dollars. They're saying we are tired of all the same old that we find in a mall. And it's interesting, if you travel the country as I do, you go into one mall on the East Coast, one mall in Chicago, one mall out in California, they all look the same. They're all filled with the same stores with all the same stuff. People are tired.
When it comes to the America's affluent, are they part of that, or do they care about prices like we do, or?
I think the word affluent is a misunderstood term. When we talk about the affluent, we're talking about the people who are at the top 20% of U.S. households. And in today's economy, that's just a shade over $100,000. So, you know, most people in professional jobs and, you know, really fall into that category. And the affluent, you know, really are just doing better than most, but they still are very conscious of their dollar and very conscious of getting the most value.
So are these retail locations, are they doomed, or do you expect them to change their strategy somehow?
You know, it's really hard to say because, I mean, there's been and it's interesting that when we have all these malls closing and all these stores closing, I look around me and my little community here in southeastern Pennsylvania, and there are all these buildings, you know, building efforts going up, putting in shopping centers. And I want to know who in the world is going to actually fill those shopping centers, because, you know, the number of stores and the square footage devoted to retail simply does not match the number of consumers and the numbers of shoppers, and it's nuts.
So is it a matter of pricing? Is it that they need to adjust their pricing to match what's online, that kind of thing?
Well, I mean, they've been playing the pricing game for years, which is about discounting. So discounting isn't the way to do it. What they really have to do is make retail turn retail from actually buying a product into an experience. Because the fact is, if you want to buy a product, every one of us can go on our computers or to our mobile phones and buy that product in an instant. And so buying product and finding product and getting product is not our problem. What people want is more connection and more experience. So that's what they're looking for. And frankly, the malls don't give it to them.
How do you really do that? I mean, sometimes it can be bothersome to be approached by a salesperson. What do you mean by an experience?
Well, you know, it really is, and you know, what the experiences that we're seeing, and the experiential retail is best exemplified on main streets in the United States, which are really small towns with small independent retailers who really reflect their community, reflect the interests of the community, and are really oriented toward delighting and engaging the customer. And that's, you know, that's what my latest book, Shops at Pop, is all about, is how to bring that extraordinary retail shopping experience to your customer through a personal, person-to-person way.
Because we saw, you know, Walmart and so on decimate many of these small main streets. Do you think we'll see a reversal of that then?
Oh, yes. Well, there's without a doubt, because, I mean, the worry now is not about Walmart. The worry is now about Amazon and how to compete with Amazon. Mm. And the fact is, you got a problem with Amazon. You can't reach a person. There's no people to talk to at Amazon. So, I mean, Amazon does a lot of good things, you know, a lot of things good, a lot of things well. Mm. But but that people-to-people connection, it can't meet and let me.
Although Amazon's, what, they're entering the retail arena themselves, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's what's really intriguing about this whole environment right now. I mean, we find retailers that started online now realize they have to have a physical presence. They have to have that face-to-face contact. So they're opening stores. I mean, Warby Parker is an example. Bonobos is an example. Mm-hmm. And again, you know, again, Amazon is now opening stores. So that's one of the intriguing interesting things that is happening at retail. But I'm sure, though, they will not be going into malls. They will be setting up as separate entities.
Yep. Pamela Danziger, find her at unitymarketingonline.com, unitymarketingonline.com. What's your new book, Pamela?
Oh, it's called Shops at Pop, 7 Steps to Extraordinary Retail Success. And it's dedicated to the Davids, the retailing Davids, who each day have to fight the Goliaths, who aren't quite as strong now as they were before.
Pamela Danziger here on WILS. Pamela, thank you very much.
Thank you.